So I think in a future Bhagavat Saptaha, we'll do 7 days Vrindavan, 7 days Dwarka in the future. I was just getting started. All right. Hare Krishna. Dwarka pastimes. So, the Dwarka pastimes happens after Krishna kills Kamsa. After Krishna kills Kamsa, he's reunited with Vasudev and Devaki, and everything is revealed to Nanda and Yashoda, how Krishna was switched at birth, and everything is revealed, the truth. So Krishna tells Nanda and Yashoda that for the past 11 years, Vasudev and Devaki, they have not experienced my pastimes. It's been with you. So I think it's only right that I spend some time with them. So it's agreed. So Nanda, Yashoda, and all the residents of Vrindavan, they leave Mathura and they go back to Vrindavan. And Krishna spends time with Vasudev and Devaki. Now, meanwhile, there is this king, Jarasandha, and his two daughters were married to Kamsa. So when Kamsa killed the two daughters, normally they would be taken care of by Kamsa's sons. But Kamsa didn't have any sons. So the two daughters had no recourse but to go back to the father. And no father likes that the girl has been married, now she has come back, and I have to deal with that? No. So Jarasandha is very angry with Krishna that he has killed Kamsa. My two daughters are now widows, and I have to take care of them. No. I am now going to kill the Yadu dynasty. So Jarasandha gathers a huge army and attacks Mathura. Krishna and Balaram easily defeat Jarasandha's army, but they don't kill Jarasandha. Because Krishna knows, I have come to kill all the demons on the planet. By not killing Jarasandha, he will gather another army of demons, and in this way, wholesale, I'll kill easily more demons. 17 times, Jarasandha gathered an army of demons, and 17 times, Balaram and Krishna easily defeated Jarasandha, and Jarasandha is going home wagging his tail. Finally, on the 18th time, once, you would think Jarasandha would learn his lesson, but that's the problem with the demon, not too smart. You would think after 17 times you would realize, you know what? I can't defeat not Jarasandha. So this 18th time, he teams up with another demon, Kalayavana. So Mathura is now being besieged on two sides. So Krishna is very concerned. So meanwhile, while everybody's sleeping, Krishna arranges that his devotee Vishvakarma creates this place called Dwarka on the west coast of India, a city in the ocean. You have to actually cross a bridge to get there. The residents of Mathura, they are sleeping at night. When they wake up, they're in Dwarka. That's the way to go. Can you imagine? You're going to go to India tomorrow. You just go to sleep. Boom. You wake up in India. That's exactly what happened. I'm waiting for those days, huh? Don't hold your breath. So all the residents of Mathura now, they're safe. Because Krishna did that because he's protecting his devotees. Balaram and Krishna now go to take care of Jarasandha and Kaliyavana. Kaliyavana, He's chasing Krishna. But no matter how hard he tries, he can't catch up to Krishna. Krishna leads him into a cave. Because Krishna knows there's a great devotee sleeping in the cave. So, Krishna leads Kaliyavana, and Kaliyavana sees this sleeping man in the cave, and he thinks it's Krishna, but it's not. So he kicks this man, who he thinks is Krishna, and the man wakes up angry, and he has been sleeping a long time, and he got a benediction from Kartikeya that whoever woke him up untimely, he would burn him to ashes. So when he kicked, what's his name? Muchukunda, right? Muchukunda. When he kicked Muchukunda, Muchukunda opened his eyes and burnt Kaliyavana to ashes. Krishna comes out. And Muchukunda says, "Wow, you must be God." And Muchukunda explains who he is. He explains his lineage. And Krishna explains that, yes, this is your last birth. No, not his last birth, but you are blessed. You will live your next life as a Brahmin, and then you will go back to Godhead. Krishna comes out of the cave. And now they're going to deal with Jarasandha. So they take Jarasandha and they go to the top of this mountain. And Jarasandha lights fires all around the mountain. And the fire is burning. It's like right now there's a fire in California somewhere. And it's burning up hundreds of homes and acres. It's near Yosemite, right? Okay, so Jarasandha lights the mountain on fire and he thinks, finally I've destroyed Krishna, but he doesn't know. Balaram and Krishna jump off the mountain 88 miles and land nicely. After this, Balaram says, "Krishna, there's somebody that wants to marry me." So he goes, gets married. And then Krishna is thinking, yes, I think Rukmini wants to get in touch with me. So when Krishna and Balaram fled from Jarasandha, Krishna got a special name, Ranchorji. Everybody said, in Gujarat, this is a very well-known name. Everybody say it again. Means one who fled the battle, but actually, Krishna could have easily defeated Jarasandha, but he was expecting a message from Rukmini. So Rukmini, she had a brother, Rukmi, and he was arranging her marriage to his friend Shishupal. And Shishupal was, do you remember, Hiranyakashipu? And then he became Ravana, and this was his third birth, Shishupal. So he hated Krishna from birth. From his birth, this Shishupal simply blasphemed and ridiculed Krishna. So Rukmi wanted to marry his sister Rukmini to this nonsense Shishupal. But Rukmini, no. She had heard from Narada about this person, Krishna. And she said, "Oh, that is the only person I want to marry." So she wrote a letter because the marriage was going to happen in just a day or two. So no time. She wrote this letter, and in her letter she said, "Krishna, you come, you deliver me." And she actually explained how Krishna should do it, so that there would be less disturbance. And she gave the letter to a brahmana. She goes, "Go, bring this to Krishna in Dwaraka." So the brahmin goes and delivers the message. And Krishna says, "Yes, I have been thinking of Rukmini. I can't stop thinking of her." This is love. Love means you can't stop thinking of the other person. So Krishna says, I can't stop thinking of Rukmini. And in Rukmini's letter, she said, I'm not qualified, but I'm prepared to perform penances and austerities for hundreds of births until I can get to be your wife. So when Krishna got the message from the Brahman, he took the Brahman on his chariot and they flew like anything to the place where Rukmini was going to be married. And on the wedding day, the ceremony is that the girl goes to the Durga temple. She offers prayers to Durga Mata before the marriage. And that was Rukmini's plan. That when I coming out of the temple, you come and get me. So, when Rukmini was in the temple, by this time, all kinds of kings and princes were there on their horses. And they had heard about this Rukmini. Rukmini's beauty was the topmost. And when Rukmini came out of the temple, her beauty was so powerful, all the kings fell off their horses. That's beauty. They were simply, whoa! They fell off seeing the beauty of Rukmini. At that time, Krishna pulled up his chariot, extended his hand. Rukmini got on his chariot and they drove away. Meanwhile, Jarasandha was also there. And Shishupal, what a jerk. He didn't even go and try to capture his wife. He doesn't deserve Rukmini. He let her go. And Jarasandha said, well, you know, that's your karma. This kinds of things happen. It's just your bad luck. But Rukmi, he was very angry. Rukmi said, you other Kshatriyas, you're going to stand by and let that rascal Krishna take my sister? Ha! I'll save her myself. So Rukmi went on his chariot and chased after Krishna. And Krishna is driving the chariot very quickly. Rukmini is there and arrows are being shot. And Krishna's driving the chariot and shooting arrows. And he kills the horses. He kills the chariot driver. Finally, Krishna captures Rukmi and he's about to kill him. And Rukmini falls at his feet. No, no, he's my brother. Don't kill him. Then Balaram comes. Balaram took care of all the soldiers. And Balaram chastises Krishna. Krishna, what are you doing? This is our brother-in-law. You can't act like this. And Rukmini, why are you so attached to the bodily concept of life? So in this way, Balaram preaches to Krishna. He preaches to Rukmini just to have them all properly situated. So then Krishna takes Rukmini back to Dwaraka and they have a wonderful wedding. Very nice Vedic wedding. And after this, Krishna married seven. Let's see if we can get their names. So the next queen was Jambavati. And after that, Satyabhama. Then Mitravinda. Then Satya, Lakshmana, Bhadra, Kalindi, and then Rukmini. So those are called the eight principal queens of Dwaraka. Then, in another occasion, Krishna killed one demon, and this demon had kidnapped 16,100 princes. So after he killed this demon, these princesses, 16,100, now he has saved them, and they say, Krishna says, what do you want? And they said, well, since we have been kidnapped, nobody will agree to marry us. So Krishna said, what do you want? We want you to marry us. So Krishna said, come on. So Krishna took 16,100 princesses back to Dwarka, and they had a big wedding. So now Krishna only has 16,108 queens. But the first one was Rukmini. So she's the special. Now Krishna knows the psychology of woman. And he knows, I can't have 16,000 wives living in the same house. No, that's not going to work. So he makes a palace for each wife. Now, here's the other thing Krishna thinks. No wife is going to wait 16,108 nights to be with her husband. So what does Krishna do? He expands himself into 16,108 Krishnas so that each wife at night has her own Krishna right there in bed. Is Krishna cool or what? During the day in Dwarka, there would be one Krishna. But then when he would enter the area where his palaces were, the one Krishna would... 16. So each wife at night was snuggling Krishna. But there was a problem. They're sleeping nicely, embracing Krishna as he's sleeping. The rooster, early in the morning. Anyone lived on a farm? The rooster crows. Mangalarti time. 1.5 hours, 2 hours before sunrise. So when the rooster crows, Krishna would get up and the wives would go, oh. Because they're embracing Krishna. But when the rooster crows, Krishna is detached. One of Krishna's opulents, detachment. Even though these queens are all goddesses of fortune, he's detached. Krishna gets up, washes his hands, his feet. He sits down and does meditation. Now, when you do meditation, meditation is one of three kinds. You meditate on the absolute truth. So the absolute truth is, first of all, Brahman, the all-pervasive spiritual energy. Or you meditate on Krishna in the heart, or you meditate on the form of Krishna, the deity. Three kinds. So, Krishna, he's all three. He's Brahman, he's Paramatma, and he's Bhagavan. So, what does Krishna do? He meditates on himself. We should not imitate. We should not imitate and think, oh, I will do meditation on myself because that's what Krishna did. No, no, no. Krishna had no choice because he's the absolute truth. So we don't imitate Krishna. I'll meditate on me. Nirantaraham. Nirantaraham. No. That's not going to get me anywhere. You have to meditate on the absolute truth. So devotees, Prabhupada writes, they meditate on Radha Krishna. By chanting, one more time. So, we don't have a whole lot of time here. I'm prepared to go to midnight, but I understand. But one of these, yeah, next time, we'll do 1 week Krishna Leela to do it properly. 1 week Mathura, 1 week Dwarka. Yeah, let's mark that down for a future. Unless Kamlesh has a better idea. You like that idea? Yes. Because I was in Vrindavan, man. We're going to talk about Govardhan. We're going to do Rasa. I mean, we can do a whole night just on the Rasa Leela. Kartik, you said we're going to do something in Kartik? Yes. Rasa Lila Kata. But has to be very select group of devotees. Very select. All right. So, once there was a solar eclipse, like yesterday there was the lunar eclipse. So there was one time a solar eclipse. Krishna, his wives, oh, I forgot to mention. With each wife, Krishna had 10 sons and one daughter. So do the calculation. And each of those sons had 10 sons. They all lived with Krishna. So they talk about joint family. Okay? Well, when you have a palace, you can handle it. We couldn't do that here in this house. Yes. Rohan's got to get his own palace. Not going to live here, right? Where are you going to live? Okay. Well, we'll talk about that. Okay. So, for this solar eclipse, the residents of Dwaraka, Krishna's wives, everybody, they went to this place, Kurukshetra, which would later be the scene of, yes, the battle of Kurukshetra. And on that battle of Kurukshetra, what was spoken? Bhagavad Gita. And 18 days, the battle was fought. And who was victorious? Arjuna was victorious. And why was he victorious? Yes, we mentioned that first night. Because Krishna was on his chariot, that is why Arjuna was victorious. Okay, wait, I gotta change tapes. Chant the Mahamudra.